have you got? Are you in the bangy thing? Are you doing the bangy thing? Are you doing the bangy thing?
Bangy thing?
You're drunk. Yeah. Morning.
If you want to.
Not specifically. I appear to be stuck on my own.
Totally foolish here. Give me a break.
Oh, okay.
It's folk music, so it doesn't need accompaniment. It's something I heard, I believe it's by Fred Woodlock, or at least I've heard Fred Woodlock sing it, so don't know whether it's his or not, but my acknowledgements to whoever wrote it, shall we say. Folk music, finger in the ear, of course. Should be a long drawn out chord on the accordion, warning anyone in vicinity to. Come, all ye gallant sailors who rove across the sea, and listen to this story I'm about to tell to thee, concerning them bold fishermen who sail the seas so wet. A-hunting for fish fingers with an harpoon and a net. 'Twas in the year of 54, or was it 53? We set sail from Birmingham, bound for America. The storms, they are a-raging, all the seas, they were a sight. It took us 40 days, me boys, to reach the Isle of Wight. Now, our captain's name was Gladys, and he wore a dress of red, which could have been the reason that he was not married. He was a gay old sea dog, and it was his pride and joy to take a turn around the deck with the handsome cabin boy. 200 miles from Iceland, a mighty shoal we spied. Mac fisheries, fish fingers are floating on the tide. We set off in our longboats, but then our luck we cursed. We got there just too late, me boys. The Chinese takeaway had got there first. All these slant-eyed heathen devils, they was an evil crew, brandishing transistors and giving it the old kung fu. We sung the mercy shanty, but they did not want to know, and their skipper felled our mizzen mast with one karate blow. Oh, we returned to England in a 12-month and a day. It would have been much quicker, but we went the pretty way. No more we'll go fish fingering on Iceland's rocky shores. Next year we hunt beef burgers on the plains of Ilkley Moor.